Park City Board of Education continues to solicit community feedback on the grade alignment options presented to them in April by the master planning consultants. It's been nearly a year of community outreach, task forces, steering committee meetings, and breakout efforts to gather input and define the grade alignment options. The two most popular preferences, A and D, were identified in a recent school district survey. School Board Vice President Aaron Grady says the meeting on July 18th with the Park City Council is the next public opportunity for people to weigh in.
Took our master planning timeline and bumped that out into, I believe, December right now. But again, that will continue on as we push through master planning and then really hope to have some solid stuff ready to go by the beginning of next year.
Park City School District Superintendent Jill Gilday says they're now focusing on early learning and secondary school learning.
Board really charged administration with seeking additional input, feedback in the early learning continuum, as well as the secondary, which is the 6-12, because that's really the piece of grade alignment that we are fine-tuning, right? Will it be a 6-8 middle school? Will it be two 6-8 middle schools? Will it be a CTE pathway at the high school?
They're moving ahead with scenarios A and D and will work to narrow these down to just one final plan. Gilday says another survey is in the works to get to the next step.
And everything we're hearing and the kind of the concurrence of the feedback, we're going to reaffirm that. We're already at work on another survey that will be outreach survey to get input and looking at different ways to promote focus group to make sure we're gathering that input along the way as well.
Gilday explains that there are many ways to look at prospective designs for school facilities, and the costs vary depending on what the community wants to see in the future of their schools.
To make sure people know by the time we sit with the design team, it meets the educational specifications that have come out of the plan and meets the community's expectation, because it's the community that has to be happy with its school buildings for the next 30 to 50 years.
Gilday says the recent survey supports offering pre-K in the elementary schools, but she's not sure it's feasible or affordable. The task force will narrow those options.
Can we expand every school to be big enough for 3 to 5 year olds plus the K-5? Or should there be a hybrid, which would be more expensive? So I think that will be the part that we really want the early learning leadership team to look at that along with community partners. We already have had people reach out to say they're interested in being a part of these teams, which is great.
The next school board meeting is scheduled for August 20th. A link to the grade alignment options can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.